As promised, we're heading down to Kaitaia. We're speaking with one of our whanaunga, Damien Rice. Okay, Damien, me miharo ki kia koe. E te whanaunga tēnā koe, mōrena.
Mōrena, kia
ora. Pēana koe me tō whānau. How are you in the whānau there, bro? Good, ka pai?
We're great.
Nice. Another ātaua, another beautiful day in paradise. Hey, Damien, you're a muso, an ex-music teacher, youth mentor with Shine On, and you're in that space that support a lot of positive things in the community. Tell us a bit about your mahi.
So I've worked with our rangatahi for a while now, very passionate about our rangatahi. I worked for a health organisation as a youth kai mahi, and we had a youth space here in Kaitaia for about 3 years. Unfortunately, I had to move on because I had two jobs at the time, so I was a teacher aide at Kaitaia Primary, which I loved. So I had to weigh up which job I took over, I'd go through with, because I couldn't do both. So I chose to be a full-time teacher aide at Kaitaia Primary, and loved my mahi. And, unfortunately, I had to be let go due to mandates. I voluntary work with Shine On Kaitaia and mahi and haukarangatahi around the Kaitaia region and veer out a little bit. Yeah. Oh, yes, and also, yeah, I'm a musician, so I'm very passionate about music. I've been doing it for a while, ever since I can remember. And, another thing that's due to mandates, I'm pretty much not able to do as much as I like to. But, yeah, that's me, Cyril.
Oh, kia ora, Damien. Shane here. I was just wondering, how is this, your decision to not be vexed affect you and your whānau?
Me being a teacher aide and my wife being an early childhood teacher, we've both lost our jobs. It wasn't by choice. It was, because we both love our jobs, but because we chose not to be vaccinated, we had to be let go. And it sucked, but, you make a stand, sometimes it comes with sacrifice, and yeah, it was a pretty huge sacrifice for us, but we chose not to get vaccinated because we did a bit of research and we felt that it wasn't safe for us. So, and I appreciate and respect the people that are vaccinated, but they're doing it for their own reasons. But I think at the end of the day, me and my wife decided for us it wasn't something that we were thankfully deciding to do. so we made quite a sacrifice. We've lost our mahi over it. Being a musician, I am only allowed to play at certain, well, not even certain venues sometimes, like red light, but can hardly play at all. So as a musician, I'm not playing as much as I like to, and I think for me that's quite, it can get me a little bit depressed and down, but I know we roll on through.
Yeah, kia ora, Shane. I know that your tamariki are also musos. You come from a musical whānau, and that's had an impact on their ability to also connect with the world with their music as well, eh?
Yeah. I had a son in Hamilton. He's moved back home now because he's left his job. I told him to, he rang me up and said, Dad, they want me to get the jab, and I said, that's your decision, and he decided not to. For whatever reason, and then he asked me, I want to come home too. I was like, oh gee, son, you sure you don't want the jab? but he's moved back, and me and my wife, like I said, we've lost our mahi, and it's a bit disheartening. We really love what we do, but we just gotta abide the law, I guess.
Yeah, kia ora, Ed Whanau. So, you said you did your own research. Tell us a bit about that research and, it was a big decision to say, well, I've decided not to get the jab. I mean, that was a big decision you had to make, Ed Whanau.
Yeah. To be honest, when all this first started, I was probably going to get vaccinated, and it wasn't until I had a couple of mates in the UK and some in America, and Aussie telling me about some of their experiences. So I guess most of my research was from the word of mouth of people and the way it affected them. And then I've seen it affect some of the whānau and some of my friends around me. And so most of my research came from the horse's mouth, if you know what I mean. I'd ask people, and then like a lot of people think that we go and research and we just listen to everything we hear on Facebook and TikTok and whatever. That it's not the case. You get a lot of information off MedSafe, the government and stuff, and saying that though it keeps changing. and just getting reliable sources of actual people that have experienced what they're going through, whether they, you know, there's been a death in the family or there's been reactions. And I think for me, that's enough to make me scared, especially for my children. I feel like sometimes it could be a game of roulette, you know, where, you know, some people are well off and okay for now. I mean, boosters are coming, but some don't quite react well to this thing they're putting in their system. So, sorry, I don't call it a vaccine.
And I know, hey, it's a whole other space for the family and for lots of people who have decided not to get the jab, but there's a whole lot of positives as well that have come out of that as far as, you know, how we move forward from here. There's been some huge realizations, you know, globally about what we've done to Papa Tunuku, how we can no longer continue down that same track. And I suppose one of the positives of the COVID has been we've really got to look at it and have a reality check about where we are and how we continue, whether we continue down the same track with the destruction of Papa Tunuku and all those things we've been responsible that have been the demise of, you know, a lot of the positive things of our planet Te Whanaunga.
Yeah, that's right. It's a weird world we're living in at the moment. Definitely. I don't know, every day that goes on, I don't know what's going to be happening.
So what would you like to say to our whānau today who are listening? And I know there's been, you know, people are having to make some big decisions right now. We're still under the threshold of the 90% of being vaccinated in the Tai Tokerau. What would you like to say to our whānau listening, you know, about this important take?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's do a little research. If you want to be vaccinated, that's cool. I've got nothing against people that are vaccinated. I've got many friends and family that are vaccinated. But just do a little bit of research. You get a lot of people. I've questioned people the opposite question. Why have you been vaccinated? And the majority say it's so that I can work. It's so some people say that they've just done it just because. A lot of people say that they've done it because they believe that it's what's saving our whānau up here and stuff. What I'd say is do a little bit more research. And I don't know, to me, it looks like there's an agenda behind all this all, and it's the agenda that I don't want to be a part of. But do your research. You don't have to go, you know, on to TikTok and all that, what people say. There is research on the government stuff. They do tell you, you know, the side effects and stuff like that. But I guess, yes, they're all these. Do your research, and if you want to get vaccinated, that's fine. I have nothing against that. I'm fully vaccinated up to Pfizer, so I've had all my vaccines. I'm not anti-vax. I am pro-choice. And the other thing is, just as I said it way back earlier, is try and be kind to each other, because it gets pretty nasty between the vaxxers and the unvaxxed, and it sucks to see. But yeah. And just, I guess what I tell everyone is just love on each other.
Kapai Damien, and finally, you're into producing your own music. Tell us a bit about that, and you're into producing a waiata right now.
I think the day before we went into lockdown, I wrote three songs and produced them in 3 days. And so I guess out of lockdown, that something cool came. I got to sit in my room and just in my studio and just record songs. But at the moment, I'm producing a song, and it's called Letters of Appreciation. And I'm dedicating the song to all the people that lost their mahi. So I think we've got a police officer, we've got nurses, we've got students from school and teachers that are on this track. Just kōrēroing a little bit about their experience and the loss of their mahi. So yeah, I should be finished, Cyril, probably at the end of this week.
Ka pai, looking forward to playing that here on Tauturu, Ed Whiringa. Damien, me mihanoki kia koe. Thank you for your time and thank you for sharing an important taku with our whānau. And I know that there's been lots of kōrero out there, lots of things people call conspiracy theories and a whole lot of things. So really good to hear that you've done your own research, and it's by talking to people and actually getting it from people who've been affected in some way by their experience with the COVID. Me mea no ki kākwe. Tēnā koe. Thanks, Ed Whiringa.
Thank you.